This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are so thankful and grateful that we serve a good God. He sits high and low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today. Just a thank you and a praise you for your mercy and your grace and your love. Just a thank you and a praise you for who you are, that you are God and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground now on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in. Like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint his lips with clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Pray the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open up to Proverbs 18, verse 21, and also Ephesians 4, verse 29 through 32. And the word of God is worthy, his word is worthy, God is worthy to be praised, and his word shall abide forever and ever. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 18, verse 21, the word says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 29 through 32, the word of God says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Lay all bitterness and wrath and anger and calamity and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for the word of God, for the people of God here this night. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God, a God that knows us all by name, that knows everything about each and every one of us. We serve a God that is concerned about everything that we are going through. But we thank God because, hallelujah, even though things around us may be looking at every foundation and this hour is being shaken from the White House, Tower House, as well as the Church House, it is still, hallelujah, we are alive and well, amen, and we have a roof over our head, clothes on our bodies, shoes on our feet, food on the table, vehicles to drive, amen. We're not in nobody's hospital, nursing home, or jail or jailhouse. We are blessed. We are blessed of God. Hallelujah. You may not, hallelujah, have things the way that you would like to have it, like the Burger King way. But God is still able, even through this time of hallelujah, being in quarantine and a stay-at-home order that have been finish it off. It's still a time to reflect upon how good God is, to reflect upon where you are in standing with Him. Hallelujah. It's time to really sit down and check you out, be concerned about you. See, you can't be a help to anybody if you're in a total mess. But if you know that there's things in your life that need to be back in alignment with the will of God for your life, this is the time to do it. This is the time to be in your prayer closet. This is the time to be real with God and be real with yourself. Because, see, the Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, He's willing to make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but He can make them as wool." Oh, yes, God is a good God. He's a forgiving God. He's a God of love, and He's also a God of wrath. So let's not look at this time as being a time of, oh, me, myself, and I. No, God wants you just to be real. He wants you to get back in right standing with Him. This is not the time to be, concerned about pleasure. No, this is time to pray. This is time to get right with God. This is time to really, really find out what your purpose is here on earth. And just ask the Lord to help you to do that purpose, that His will for your life may be accomplished and done. Well, God is good and He's worthy to be praised. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about, amen, speaking words to build up and not to tear down. In other words, watch your words. Watch what you say. Hallelujah. Because people are listening. People at this time is living some in a state of fear that needs encouraging words, that needs word, wholesome, faith-filled words that will, hallelujah, that will give them hope for what they are in at this time. So, just watch the words that you use, the words that you speak. Again, in Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof." Now, the tongue is the smallest member. It's one of the smallest members on our body. The tongue, hallelujah, it can lash out. Hallelujah, it can cause havoc. Hallelujah. So we are subject to what we're saying. Now, we can't be held responsible for how other people react to what we're saying, but we got to be responsible for and accountable for the words that we say. Hallelujah. God is good, and He's worthy to be praised. So using the power of the tongue to build up and not to tear down is so very important in these times that we're living in, because the consequences of negativity are severe. I'm going to say that again. Using the power of the tongue, your tongue, is personal. To build up or to tear down people, their character, is so very important, because the consequences of negativity are severe. Yes, when we look around us in 2020, hallelujah, right now, Friday, the 24th, I think it is, of 2020, people is running to and fro. Hallelujah. They are looking for a word of comfort. They are looking for a word that they can hold on to, that can give them hope for the hopeless situation that they find themselves in. But we know that as long as God is alive and well, and there's breath in our body, and we are found in our right mind, there's still hope. Because the gospel is the good news. The gospel, hallelujah, is words that we can hold on to. Word of God says heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall last forever and ever. See, God looks over his word to perform it. He honors his word above his name. In 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, and verse 11, it says, wherefore, encourage each other and build up one another, even as also you are doing. Speaking words to build up and not to tear down. Speaking words of encouragement and not words of discouragement. Speaking words, hallelujah, that will bring forth hope. Speaking words positively in people's lives. Because there's always somebody listening and watching. There's always somebody that, hallelujah, that needs to be encouraged, especially during these times that we are living in. We as believers of Christ are called to reflect Christ in all we think and say and do. Yet many times we fall short. Oh yes we do. Hallelujah. That's why the word of God says in 1 John 1:9 that we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even as a Christian, even as a born-again believers, hallelujah, sometimes we miss the mark. Sometimes the goal that is set before us, we fall short. Because somewhere along the way, either our flesh got in the way, our flesh got in the way, or we took it upon ourselves to speak negatively about a situation or about somebody. So we have to speak words to build up and not to tear down. Even as a reminder, brothers and sisters in Christ, everyone that is listening in at this time, every day we need to keep our eyes on the prize. The goal is to be faithful to Christ in every part of our lives. Yes, as born again believers, as followers of Christ, we have to look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, because he is a set example that our lives should be, our lives should be as his, because he ran the race that we're trying to run. He made it, he laid out the course, and he finished it. And we, as followers of his, have to look on to him, Jesus Christ, as being the set example for us to follow. Yes, Jesus told the devil when he was tempted, led by the Spirit into the wilderness after being baptized of John the Baptist. When he got hungry, the enemy, the devil, approached him and told him to turn these rocks into bread. And Jesus defeated the devil by using the word of God. And he said, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So this was an example to us, for us to use, because we can't defeat the devil in our flesh. No, we have to put on the whole armor of God, that we may withstand the wiles of the devil. Yes, when you think that you have it all together and you find out that a test came your way, that you thought you was ready to overcome or to gain the victory in, and you found out that you need help, you find out that you need God's help, because there are still areas in our lives that God is working on. Yes, we are the clay. He's the powder. He's stripping us and he's breaking us and he's molding us and he's making us, hallelujah, into the vessels that he wants us to be, that we may be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. So we got to speak like Jesus spoke. Hallelujah. Speak words of encouragement. Speak words with the agape love of God in us. Look beyond people's faults and see their needs. Not looking at them in the natural, because if you look at them in the natural, you won't see no good in them. But if you look at them through the eyes of faith, through God's eyes, you'll see that they need help just like you. And God is a no respect of person. What he did for one, he can do for another. So brothers and sisters of Christ, every one of us should make a vow before God. God himself asking him to help us from poisoning the heart, souls, and minds of others with our critical, damaging, and discouraging words. Yes, if you haven't done it yet, I would suggest that you at least bring it to God's attention. Again, brothers and sisters of Christ, every one of us, nobody is exempt from it, whether saved or unsaved. Bring it to God and ask him. Make a vow before him, asking him to help you from poisoning the hearts, the soul, and minds of others with our critical, damaging, and discouraging words. Yes, child of God, if you are simply trying to gain attention by your steady diet of discouraging words about people, guess what? You may be able to pull off that attention for a while, for a few minutes. But believe you me, that God, hallelujah, that God will not let you get away with it. He will bring it to your attention. The Holy Spirit will bring conviction upon you. Hallelujah. Because we have to speak words of encouragement. The word of God says in the book of Matthew, I think it's 7, verse 1, it says, judge not, for you shall be judged. For the same measure that you put out, it shall be measured back to you again. So we're not here to judge nobody. We're not here to point no finger. But we're here to speak words of encouragement and not discouragement. So speak words to build people up and not to tear people down. Thank you, Lord. But believe you, when somebody truly needs a lift and needs support, they will not turn to you because of you talking about other people. Remember what the word says, what you sow, you shall reap. If you talk to somebody about somebody, in turn, somebody will talk to somebody about you. Yes, it is like a circle, a cycle, but only you can put a stop to it. You have to make up your mind and say, Lord, forgive me. Sure, I did in time past. From this day forward, help me, build me up. Help control my tongue. Help me to control my tongue. If I can't speak nothing good about somebody, just don't say anything. Because, hallelujah, God wants us to build each other up, not tear each other down. Amen? So speak words that will build up people and not tear them down. In the book of Ephesians 4, verses 31 through 32, it says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger, the calamity, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Isn't it a blessing that God forgave you because of Christ, for what he did on Calvary's cross? Taking upon himself the sins of the world, placing upon his shoulders, nailing the old rugged cross, became an ultimate sacrifice for God, for mankind, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. So God has forgiven us. And we, in turn, have to go around forgiving others. We, in turn, should go around thanking God for what Jesus did. Thanking God for what, hallelujah, for not, for allowing us to still be here in the land of the living. For allowing us, hallelujah, to be on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us. Speaking words that build up people and not tear them down. It is something that we should practice. It's a habit that we should want to do. You see, because words are not neutral. The words we say are either positive, which means that they will build up people, or the words that we say are negative, which means they tear down. They can tear down people. In the book of Ephesians 4 again, verse 29, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the ears. You see, you never know when you're speaking. People is listening. They're listening to see what's coming out of your mouth. See, the word says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Yes, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all the time. But you can't fool yourself, and you can't fool God. So from this night forward, make it a habit to speak good things towards others, even though you may see their faults. But remember, do like God does. Look beyond their faults and see their needs. Yes, we all need God. We all need God's grace, mercy, and desire. Even though we're here, alive and well, going through this time of quarantine, going through this time of sometimes it may seem as hopelessness against some people, and they're there in a state of shock and in fear. But we got to remind ourselves about God's word, his promises, where he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Yes, the word says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Yes, we may be concerned. We may be shaking in our boots. But if we know that God is for us, then who or what can be against us? Regardless of what come our way, there's one thing that we can do. We can pray. When things seem impossible for us and we don't know which way to go, it's an opportunity for God to step in and make it possible. So pray in one heart, one mind, and one accord. Pray the word of God over the situation that you find yourself in. Yes, we need God to extend grace and mercy on our lives, on our neighbors' lives, our family, our friends, even our enemies. We need God's grace and mercy to be extended upon those that had an office of authority. We need him now. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal the land. And indeed, we need a healing. We need a healing to come forth in all areas of our lives, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in all areas. Hallelujah. So let no corrupt communication, in other words, don't be talking bad against people. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, to the use of encouraging, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Yes, we need God's unmerited grace. We need his favor in our lives. We need him early in the morning, at noon, at during the midnight hour. We need him. I need him. You need him. We all need him. Because he is the creator. We are the creatures. He made us. He knows everything about us. He understands the hurts you're going through. He understands the shortcomings. He understands that you're still struggling in areas in your life that you need to be delivered in. God understands. People may not, but God does. So we have to speak words of encouragement that will build people up and not negative things, negative words that will tear them down. No, even though a thought may come to you to say something negative, ask the Lord to help you. Bring it underneath the hallelujah. Command it to be underneath the name of Jesus. Suppress that thought. Remember, God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. When we first think about it, amen, he knows the thought. Hallelujah. So it's up to us. See, the Spirit is subject to the prophet. The Spirit of the Lord is in you. So we have to listen to what God is saying and put our little finite mind at rest. Let the Spirit of the Lord speak in us and through us. And the Spirit of the Lord will always speak in agreement with what the Word of God is saying. Hallelujah. So God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, people of God, we can so easily speak to one another words that will hurt, criticize, or tear down. Or, on the other hand, we can speak words that are just plain useless. Hallelujah. God is good. So we must bring negativity under our feet and make a quality decision to speak words that will build up. Words that will build us up one for another with words seasoned with grace, with the grace of God. In other words, speak like Jesus spoke. Hallelujah. Even though sometimes we may fall short, repent quickly and ask the Lord to help you, to build you up in that area. Amen? So speaking words that build up people and not to tear them down.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Indeed, we need God. Hallelujah, we need him. Hallelujah, like, praise the Lord, like the air that we breathe. Thank God for having the privilege, amen, and the, hallelujah, to be able to bring forth the teaching tonight, amen, through the use of the internet. Praise God. We never know who we will reach by teaching the word of God. We never know when people need a word. They need something to hold on to. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. Thank God for the anointing that is upon the word of God. For those that will be listening to this teaching, hallelujah, at a later date, we thank God for the ones that are listening today. Amen. Because we just hope and pray that something that we said that we are saying through the word of God that will bring encouragement and exhortation to your soul. So again, we are talking about speaking words that build people up and not tear them down. Speaking words of grace, positive influence, or the right choice of words spoken at the right time with the right. This is a practice that we must try to do each and every day of our lives. So we need to pray and ask the Lord to help us. Hallelujah. In order to control our tongue, control the words that we say in order to build people up. Not looking for faults in people, but giving them something, hallelujah, to hold on to let them know that Jesus loves them, and you love them too in the Lord. You love them because Christ first loved us. So we, in turn, as followers of Christ, to love people, look beyond their faults and see their needs. And if possible, if we are capable, hallelujah, to meet that need, we should. Because we are God's mouthpieces, hands and feet. He works through people in order to bless people. Amen. So you see, words of grace minister to other people in a positive way. When it is seasoned with salt, when it's spoke with the right tone of voice, hallelujah, and spoken in a way that where people can really, really receive from what is said, it will bring encouragement. It may be that word, one word, you may say, it may change a person's outlook on what they are going through that day. So speaking positive words that express love, encouragement, acceptance, and affirmed, hallelujah, affirmation should be a determination for a believer of Christ. In the book of Colossians 3, verse 16, it says, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, and abounding one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Speaking words that build you up and not tear you down. Every believer of Christ needs to have a personal relationship with the Lord, and also to have a personal relationship with the Word of God, not only for his or her own spiritual growth, but also that he or she might minister to others as well. I'm going to say that again for those that tune in. Amen. Every believer of Christ needs to have a personal relationship with the Lord and with the Word of God, not only for his or her own spiritual growth, but also that he or she might minister to others as well. You know, ministry is about people. Ministry is about, hallelujah, using what God has blessed you with in order to become a blessing to someone else. So each of us needs the teaching and admonishing, encouraging, ministry of spirit-filled believers, those that have our best interests in mind, those that is willing to help us in areas where we may be falling short. Hallelujah. In other words, being accountable, or letting us be accountable with them to what to our the way we walk, we talk, and live our lives. Yes, the Bible says we're two. Hallelujah. Two is better than one. When one fell, the other one can pick them up. In other words, if you got a prayer partner, or if you got someone that you can talk to and hold things in confidence with and pray. Because the word says, when the two of us come in agreement that's touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Yes, God in his own time, if we pray in one heart, one mind, and one accord, he can bring what we believe in for to pass. Hallelujah. So believers of Christ, each one of us must be actively engaged in building the lives of others with the biblical truth that have been put to work and violated and validated in our own life. Because sometimes this means that we must be willing to confront a brother or sister in Christ whose area of their lives that is not in agreement to the scriptures. There may be something that a person that you know, a brother or sister in Christ, hallelujah, that may be struggling, an area that they are struggling within their walk with God, their walk with Jesus. Well, it's not our place to slice them up, to press them down. No, it's our place to pray for them. The Bible says, no man, nothing but to love them. Hallelujah. In other words, we are commanded to love people. Word of God says, hallelujah, the people in the world, they'll know the love. They'll know that we are Christians by the love we have one for another. So we should pray for one another. Amen. We should not rejoice when one of our own fall. No, consider you. Hallelujah. That's why we can't be boastful in ourselves, because we only a prayer away. We're only a foot away from, hallelujah, from where we are to the grave. Yes, God is a merciful God. So we got to extend grace. We got to extend mercy upon people's lives. Now listen, when I was a young minister, a young believer of Christ, I didn't know no better, because I didn't know the word like I do now after 30-something years. But now I can look at things and see that where I fall, I fell short. And believe you me, if you think that you're better than somebody else, I would advise you not to think so. Because it's only because of God's grace and mercy that you are where you are today. Amen. If God will remove his hand from you, amen, you'll be just a mess like he delivered you from. So that's why we got to pray for people. That's why we got to. If a person asks you to pray for them, they have a reason for it. Don't question them about it. Just say, yes, my brother, yes, my sister, I'll pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And believe God that the Holy Spirit of God will reveal to you what to pray about, for them about. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 1, it says, brethren, if a man be caught or overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Hallelujah. So you see, it's not saying for us to go talk about it, for us to go spray it around. No, we need to pray it. Hallelujah. And see what can we do to bring that brother or sister back in restoration, to restore their fellowship with the body of Christ, with the believers. Hallelujah. We must do it with the spirit of meekness and in love. in the agape love of God. And consider yourself where you once was. You know, nobody knows what a person go through unless you don't walk where they walked, unless you went through what they went through. In other words, you went through it, you gained the victory from it. Hallelujah. So now you can testify and let people know that if God did it for me, he can do it for you. Thank God for those believers of Christ who love you enough to point out areas of your life that are not pleasing to Christ. Yes, sometimes we have to be bold in the Lord, bold in speaking what the word says, not our opinion. Because sometimes when we put our opinion in, it causes more damage than good. But if we show the person in the word of God on what the word is saying, because unless the word does it, it won't be done. People sometimes have good intentions. Sometimes their motive is in the right place. But because of the way they said it, because of the way it came out, it caused more damage than good. So we, as people that are mature in the faith, that people can hold, can come to you, and you can hold them accountable, first of all, God, and second of all, to you as a prayer partner, or hallelujah, willing to help them and mention them in the things of God. So we got to be willing to go beyond our comfort zone and help people along the way. In other words, somebody stood in the gap for you, so you, in turn, would stand in the gap for them. God desired that we all make it. He desired that no one go to hell. He desired that we do our best. We do our best and leave the rest up to him, because only God can help you to overcome. Only God can help you and see you through. So such individual that is willing to stand in the gap, that's willing to tell people according to what the word is saying concerning their life, they are needed. They are essential and needed in the body of Christ to help us to become more like Jesus. So speaking words to build up people instead of tearing them down is really needed at this hour. Believers of Christ, you need to let God do an evaluation of your soul in order to determine if a course of correction and healing is needed when it comes to a negative and critical spirit. I say again, hallelujah, for those that are listening in, if I was you, I would be writing this down. This is a keynote right here. Believers of Christ, you need to let God, go to God and pray and ask him to do an evaluation of your soul in order to determine if a course of correction and healing is needed when it comes to a negative and critical spirit on your part. Yes, asking God to help you, because God is able and he's willing. He's willing to clean you up. He's willing to turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. Yes, the God that we serve is merciful. So child not daily, ask yourself this question. Am I contributing to my family and the people around me in a positive and faith-filled way by building up others, by bearing each other's burden and helping to heal? Or, on the other hand, are my contributions negative, faithless, and critical to the point of tearing down others? Remember this, that a critical spirit is contrary to biblical principle. So again, child of God, daily ask yourself this question. Am I contributing to my family and people around me in a positive and faith-filled way by building up others, by bearing each other's burden and helping them to be healed? Or on the other hand, are your contributions negative, faithless, and critical to the point of tearing down others? Remember this above everything else in this teaching tonight, that a critical spirit is contrary to biblical principles. You see, God's word is very clear in saying that we should not judge others. Yet in the book of Matthew 7, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you use, it shall be measured to you again." So don't pick on people or jump on them or jump on their failures, criticizing their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment for yourself. Because that critical spirit has a way of boomeranging, coming back across your path. A critical spirit does not reflect our Savior, but a loving one does. You see, Jesus, that's why he was a friend to the sinners. Jesus, when he walked on the face of this earth, his ministry was to people that society would consider as lowlife, the bottom of the totem pole, the bottom of the ladder, so to speak. But Jesus, because of the love that he had for people, it really didn't matter. He waited there with the love of God. He didn't try to put them down. No, he tried to build them up. He didn't try to give them a helping hand. He tried to give them a hand out. No, he gave them a helping hand. He gave them a hand up instead of keeping them down. So we, as examples of followers of Christ, as Jesus being our set example, let us speak words to build people up and not to tear them down. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "If any man among you seems to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, that man religion is useless." In other words, brothers and sisters of Christ, our faith is not reflected when we speak with sharp words. The love of our Lord, Savior Jesus, is not revealed when we are busy tearing down others, tearing down people for no reason. Hallelujah. It's not our place. Our place is to pray for them. Our place is to give them words of encouragement, hope in a hopeless situation that they're in. To have a worthless faith is a scary result when a critical spirit take over our lives. You see, a critical spirit is destructive. People of God, there is no doubt that bitterness, anger, judgmental, critical words can do so great harm. We have to pray and ask God to help us to control our tongue, to help us to say things that's in line with his word, to speak things in the people's lives that will build them up and not tear them down. In the book of James, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, "Even so the tongue is a small member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature. And it is on fire of hell. So when you take it upon yourself to destroy others with your words, you are using hellfire and not heavenly sunlight. It is more demonic than helpful, and certainly not Christ-like. Lashing out at someone else in a negative way is nothing more than an unhealthy defense mechanism that masks the very thing that you are struggling with. Yes, I'm going to say this again. Lashing out at someone in a negative way is nothing more than an unhealthy defense mechanism that masks the very thing that you are struggling with, whether you want to admit it or not. Brothers and sisters of Christ, the more patient you are with others and with other people and their flaws, the more grace that God will give to you to get you over your own. Speaking words to build people up and not tear them down. People of God judging or criticizing someone may give you a sense of feeling powerful, but the best thing you can do is to ask God to forgive you and to forgive others and confess your faults, your own faults, so that you may be delivered from the spirit of criticism. Again, the more patient you are with others and their flaws, the more grace that God will give to you to get over yours. Speaking words to over people to build them up and not tear them down. James says in chapter 5, verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Brothers and sisters of Christ, we need each other. We need each other's prayer support, because that builds you up to face the devil's constant attack. We need each other's encouraging words, because that builds you up to keep going when sometimes you want to completely quit. We need each other, forgiveness, because that cleanses and heals and helps us to move forward. Again, in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 11, therefore encourage one another, build each other up, because there is enough tearing down going around. We need more builders, those that will build people up and not tear them down with their words. Remember that our culture that we are living in 2020 is obsessed with things that God clearly called immoral. Because we live in a godless society, we must constantly remind one another of what really matters in life. People of God, those that are saved, stop talking about immoral things as though they weren't normal. Hallelujah. Again, speaking words to build one another up instead of speaking words to tear people down. Precious Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. We thank you that your word will accomplish, hallelujah, which you will. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to do so, to speak your word into people's lives. Now, precious Father, as we get ready to bring this teaching to an end, Lord, I thank you and I praise you that the word of God fell on good ground, brought forth 30, 60, 100-fold blessings into people's lives. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, for thy glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, and we thank God for another Friday, another weekend that we have not seen. If you would have comments, if you have questions, if you have topics you'd like to have Apostle or myself discuss, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Just know that God loves you. We love you. And he's in control no matter what the situation looks like with our natural eye. Remember, we're here every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share the number and share any insight that you get from any of the messages so that your friends and family will want to dial in and listen also. We appreciate you. We appreciate your attendance. We love you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And the Lord willing, we'll be back again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Have a great weekend.